Well, as we prepare for a big celestial event next Monday, the total eclipse of the sun, we're taking a few minutes now for an eclipse edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
Cause I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow.
And the sun is eclipsed by the moon.
Marian Hodges is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, where the total eclipse will sadly not be visible. But Marian, at least you're going to have some eclipse-themed music to listen to.
That is right. This was such a fun assignment to think about and put together.
Did we put you up to this, or did you come up with this on your own?
You put me up to this, but I am very thankful for it. As soon as I saw the idea, I was like, ooh, project.
All right, well, let's see what you came up with here, starting with the song from the British group The Clientele. This is called Lunar Days. So tell us about this one.
Well, so this is a recent song. It is the first single from the first album that The Clientele has put out in 7 years. It's forthcoming. It's Music for the Age of Memories. And this is one of my most anticipated records of 2017. So I figured it has the word lunar in the title. I'm just going to throw it onto this list. And I think it's pretty appropriate, too, that this record comes out on September 22nd, which is the first day of fall, because The Clientele's music is so often described as having that autumnal sound.
Well, and kind of a throwback sound, too. I'm surprised that it's new.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They really, really love the 60s, and particularly that 60s AM radio kind of thing, like the Association. So
right.
You can hear it in all of their music, but they just keep advancing the sound with each and every record.
Okay, now to a song that I'm so glad you put in because I really like this song. People may recognize it's originally from Neil Young, but this is the poolside version of Harvest Moon. So, first of all, Poolside has a new album out. This is not from the new album, but the new album is great, too. It does seem like the kind of thing that you should be listening to at the poolside, and maybe for some people in the United States, they can do that while also watching the eclipse.
Wouldn't that be the dream?
Yeah.
So, I love how the moon kind of is a character in this song. Both versions, you know, they have the same lyrics, so they just invite you right in. Come in a little closer, hear what I have to say. And then as he's telling this story of this long-term romance, the Harvest Moon kind of becomes a character. So it's probably my favorite moon-related song, and it's one of my favorite cover songs. I think I play this at every single wedding I DJ.
Hmm. Well, and when it comes to the actual astronomy that we're dealing with here, Harvest Moon is the full moon that falls closest to the autumn equinox, which is September 22nd this year.
Yeah, I just learned that this morning as well, and I loved how it kind of related back to that Clientele song, which, you know, the record is coming out on the 22nd, so I was like, oh, there's a little bit of a connection and a theme there. So, yeah, it's always fun to learn new trivia like that.
Well, and what trivia can you tell us about Poolside?
Well, all I can really tell you is they're one of my favorite LA DJ production duos. That song, that cover, was actually what put them on the map for me, and they're just good, solid dudes, and the term that was kind of coined for their sound is daytime disco. So like you said, it's very appropriate for Poolside, and it's kind of become a thing here in Los Angeles that, you know, sort of 105 to 110 BPM, you could dance to it, but you could also just sit and vibe out to it. That's kind of the thing that Poolside really pioneered.
All right, well, as we continue our DJ session related to the eclipse, let's move on to the song Sun from the Canadian producer Caribou, a.k.a. Dan Snape. So what do you like about this one, Marion?
Sorry, I was just getting lost in my trance there. That's one of the things I love so much about it. It takes you into it. As soon as you put it on, that's the first thing you hear. Sun, and then that tribal beat starts up, and it's just repetitive, and you just go with it. Much like Harvest Moon is probably my favorite moon-related song, this is my favorite sun-related song. And so as soon as I thought, well, we're talking about the eclipse, the moon will cover the sun. So it's kind of an equal thing. I should do a couple of moon songs. I should do a couple of sun songs. And then immediately I thought, Caribou, yes, I get to play that for massive amounts of people. They're such masters of that kind of electronic psychedelia. And that song is such a perfect example of it. You can really just picture yourself dancing out like in some desert under a blazing sun and just being so, so into it.
Well, we have time for one more eclipse-related song, Marion, and it is going to be, people will not be surprised to hear this, Total Eclipse. This is, though, the Mark Almond version. What are we listening to here, Marion?
Right. Probably a bit on the nose, but as soon as I remembered, because I was initially remembering the Klaus Nomi version, and I used to own it, but I couldn't find it to share with us today. But then, fortunately enough, I was able to track down a copy of Mark Almond's version, and I mean, I love both versions, but I do like how he really just, he kept the theatricality, of course, but he just went in and really amped up those synthesizers and just new waved it out.
Well, as we wrap up this segment, let's listen to the version that people probably know of Total Eclipse. That would be the Bonnie Tyler version. And we say goodbye to Marion Hodges, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Marion, thanks so much. Enjoy the little bit of the eclipse you'll be able to see.
I will do my very best. Thanks so much for having me.
And if you want to hear more, go to our Spotify playlist. We're NPR Here and Now on Spotify. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org. Love is like a shadow on me all of the time.
Falling apart. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.